Welcome to our continuing coverage of the 2011 Oklahoma Youth Expo. Talking today with Malia Igo, president of the Diamond Hats organization, one of the adult support groups of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Malia, let's talk a little bit about Diamond Hats. This organization, I'm not sure how many years it's been around. How many years has it been around? And tell me a little bit about its makeup.
It's been around 8 years, and we have a group of ladies from across the state of Oklahoma that are interested in encouraging the young ladies in agriculture to stay in agriculture, and also to teach them that there are other sides of agriculture besides just being in the barn, and trying to help teach them etiquette and business training and all the things that they need to learn to be good leaders to stay in Oklahoma.
I know that one of the ways that you've done that is you've had an event at one point during the Youth Expo for the last several years now that you've called This One's for the Girls.
4 years ago, we started this program. We thought, what a great deal to do, is something for the girls, because it seemed like everything was so geared for the young men. So we wanted to do something for the young ladies. The first year, we had 76 girls show up. Last year, we had over 320. It's been a great tool to teach these young ladies what not to wear, what to wear, business etiquette, just how to sit down at a formal dinner, which is going to happen at some point in their career. Mm-hmm. And plus just giving them some fun things, some door prizes, and just having a good time, but yet teaching them something at the same time.
Now, as far as this year is concerned, I know that you have traditionally called it This One's for the Girls, but you've changed the name this year. Why?
We changed the name this year to This One's from the Girls because we wanted a chance for the girls in agriculture to give back to the youth of Oklahoma and to be able to do a food drive, which we've teamed up with Governor Fallon's Feeding the Hungry, and to give them an opportunity to give back through canned goods, through this food drive, and to understand that they're leaders in the community and they need to give back to the community themselves.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe your involvement and then talk a little bit about the premium auction that Diamond Hats are a big part of. You and your husband have been supporters of the Youth Expo for a lot of years. Why?
We were one of the first corporate sponsors of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. My husband works for ADM Mormon Show Tech, and we sponsor the Hog Show, the Sheep Show, and the Goat Show. So we've been very involved in the Oklahoma Youth Expo, which is a passion of my husband and myself. And we enjoyed seeing these kids grow up and seeing how they turn out and what they become as a part of the leadership skills that they've learned through the FFA and 4-H programs.
As we think about, you know, the thing that we point to at least in the market side of the show, which are the goats, the barrows, the steers, and of course the weather animals on the lambs. That, of course, the big event at the end of the week, the selection of the grands, but then the Monday premium auction. Diamond Hats have been really involved.
We have been very blessed in all the support that we've been able to get through our contributors, through people that support us, that we've been able to be. Last year, we were the volume buyer at the livestock show. One little young man, I've got to tell this, one little young man came up and thanked us for buying his animal, even if he wasn't a girl. So we've been able to help. We've been able to help not only the boys, but, you know, not only the young ladies, but also the boys. And we've been, it's just been a super thing for us.
I'm glad y'all didn't discriminate.
Yeah, absolutely not. No discrimination at all.
Very good. So as far as involvement with the Diamond Hats, how do ladies in rural Oklahoma or anywhere in the state that have an interest in our rural youth, our FFA or 4-H programs, how do they get involved with Diamond Hats?
You can get online, diamondhats.org. There is a website there that we have a membership. You can apply for membership. You can contact any of the ladies that are listed on that website. We'll be more than happy to help you out. We do meetings. We also have other little fundraisers and other things that we do during the year.
Malia Igo, president of the Diamond Hats, visiting with us about This One's from the Girls and all the other support that the Diamond Hats offer to the Oklahoma Youth Expo. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.